This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does, and it works well. It'll take your weapon, it treats your weapon, and then you get your weapon in a combat-ready stance as far as lubrication and the weapons are going to function. Frog Lube. Let me say this. I was listening to the news, and I heard where Ohio Senator Rob Portman is out there, and I heard his little sanctimonious asshat self saying what he was saying. Let me just say this. These guys are only interested in saving their own jobs. They're not into, they don't really believe the country thing. This is them. Monkey see, monkey do. Senator Portman, you are beyond contempt. All of you that get out and announce this, John Kasich, you're beyond contempt. Jeb Bush, you're beyond contempt. The country's in duress. You guys fiddle while it burns. Shut up and go back to being completely ineffective, because that's all any of you are. Kasich, he might be doing something because he's a governor of a state. Bush, what does he do? Senator Rob Portman, besides make an announcement, what does he do?
Nothing.
Today is the one-year anniversary of the absurd, and I can't even say it. It's a bad word, not Glocks, movement. This encourages students on college campuses to clip giant sex toys onto their backpacks to show their disapproval for campus carry. With very few reservations, I can honestly tell you that that's the craziest thing I've ever heard as a form of protest. In honor of this, quote, organization's, end quote, anniversary, let's take a minute to look behind the irony in this particular frame of time. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was dissed just now in the news by Rob Portman for talking about grabbing a woman by her reproductive system. His comments were deemed vulgar and crude, and you know what? To a degree, rightfully so. But the radical anti-gun left is praising this group of students for walking around their college campuses with sex toys hanging off of their backpacks. And they're receiving so much praise that they were invited to the White House.
Yeah.
Here's a picture. Texas chapter leaders got to chat with senior officials in the Roosevelt Room on the West Wing of the White House today. America's youth beaming, dressed, looking so good in their Sunday best. Idiotic, all of them. Because there's nothing more inspirational than attention-seeking third-wave feminists running around with giant sex toys, right? Allow your eyes to roll. If you ask the group what they stand for, they'll tell you they're bringing light to a bigger issue, that it's socially acceptable for guns to be everywhere. So in other words, if you believe in allowing college students to carry, you're a monster or a gigantic male reproductive organ. Why is it so hard for people to understand that the Second Amendment has no boundaries? It doesn't start and stop at the gates of a college campus. Do other constitutional rights, like the right to free speech, stop when you walk onto a university? No. In fact, college administrators are quick to protect every other right except your right to defend yourself. Lots and lots of students today are victims of violent crime. And the only thing that would have prevented some of those violent crimes would be a firearm, not a sex toy. Absurdity. It's just absurdity. And that's okay. That's okay to run around with that. I mean, it's one thing. It's bad to talk about it. It's quite another thing to have, like, full-on, full-size representations of it, albeit in nice neon colors. Here's a picture of a young lady. She's got her Lands' End backpack. Those things will not die. I mean, my sons have still got both of theirs. And one's going on 30. And that's from grade school. She's got her bottle of water to stay hydrated because that's very important. Right above her monogram is the sex toy. Zip tied to it. Hanging there. Ute. gosh. So, and here's the thing. Most of these are women. Young ladies. Now, it's not that I expect boys or girls to be smarter than the other. I would actually wonder if they've ever considered the fact that, you know, no matter what you may think your gender identity is, if you're attacked sexually, you're going to be sexually violated the way you were born. Does that ever play into their into this very confusing world of being a college student? I mean, are they going to stop an attack by saying, "I identify with being a guy"? Is that going to stop the rapist, or is he just going to be laughing like a maniac? I don't know. Now, if you want to stop a sexual assault, if you want to stop a violent crime or something, you have a better chance of doing that with a firearm. Your words aren't going to do it. Maybe if you have trained extensively in one of the martial arts and you are Muhammad Bruce Lee. I mean, if you've gotten to that point to where you can float like a butterfly and, you know, break boards, have at it. But, you know, I have trained in that discipline and I have trained in gunfighting, and gunfighting is going to win. Even Bruce Lee acknowledge that gunfighting would win. Shorter learning curve. Anybody can do it. Women are better. So I see these young ladies beaming with their little name tags they got to take to the Oval Office. And, you know, I'm sure they had their sex toys to show the administration. In the meantime, Donald Trump, well, he's a rude bastard. Can't be president because of that. Sure. I just sit back and I look at a mainstream media that looks at those people and celebrates them, celebrates Bill Clinton, celebrates Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton did it. Hillary Clinton protected him and demonized the victims, where every woman should have their voice. And Donald Trump only talked about it, and he's got to go. This is beginning to look a lot like a really bad Star Trek episode to me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I was so confused just now. I'm looking at the chat room and something pops up and I just like drew a blank. I didn't even know where I was. Check out Frog Lube. It does just work. It's going to work on any weapon you put it on. Put it all over the weapon because it's a treatment and it's going to make it more combat effective. Frog Lube. Now, sorry, Iowa. Sorry for having that seizure. We all heard about the Palm Spring police ambush. You know, that's just another incident where, it's okay to kill cops, right? Yeah. Ambush suspect John Felix is a monster who should face the death penalty for the coldly calculated ambush of these two cops. Called to his home in a domestic dispute. But noting that, Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestrin dishonors the deaths of officers Jose Gil Vega and Leslie Zerabini when he lies about how they died and what killed them. His words, a gang member used armor-piercing bullets and an AR-15 to kill two Palm Springs police officers in a planned ambush on Saturday, according to Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestrin in a press conference Wednesday. John Felix, 26, shot an assault rifle through the front door of his house, killing officers Jose Gil Vega and Leslie Zerabini, and wounding a third officer, all of whom were wearing bulletproof vests. Felix was captured early Sunday morning after a 12-hour standoff with police and SWAT teams. He's been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and 3 counts of attempted murder with enhancements, filed on each charge for the use of body armor and armor-piercing bullets, legally defined as ammo primarily designed to penetrate metal and armor. He's also charged with illegal possession of an assault weapon and possession of a stolen firearm. Hestrin said Felix attempted to murder 3 other officers beyond the 2 who died by shooting directly at them. One of them was injured and was released from the hospital on Sunday. The names of the 3 officers are identified in court documents, but the Desert Sun has elected not to publish them at this time. Felix's weapon was an AR-15 rifle with a scratched-off serial number, according to the DA's office. This kind of rifle can be legally owned in California, but not by Felix, who was already a convicted felon. He also possessed several illegal high-capacity magazines. Hestrin said this individual wanted to kill police officers. That's the motive. He wanted to gun down police officers because they wore the uniform. He described the events as a targeted ambush. These police officers walked into a trap. Okay. Apart from all the histrionics going on there, truth is that John Felix was a convicted felon, and he had no legal avenue to acquire a firearm in California or anywhere else for that matter, and yet he did. California's worst in the nation gun laws, which make it only difficult to, for those who obey the law, were no impediment to him getting weapons and armor and ammo and standard capacity magazines. California's gun laws utterly failed to protect these officers, as did a revolving door criminal justice system that put him back on the street. District Attorney Hestrin is being dishonest in claiming that Felix fired an assault rifle, that armor-piercing ammunition was used, or that officers wear bulletproof vests. Felix used a common semi-automatic only, 1-shot-per-trigger-pull AR-15. It was not selective fire. It was neither burst-fire capable nor fully automatic, and therefore not an assault rifle, a type of firearm closely controlled under the NFA, and outlawed for civilian manufacture since the Hughes Amendment became law when the Firearm Owners Protection Act passed 30 years ago. This is not a trivial matter. It's not about semantics or anything. No legally owned NFA registered assault rifle has ever been used to commit a criminal homicide in the history of the United States. And this police ambush does not change that fact. Rifle used was a common, if stolen, AR-15 carbine, the most popular and best-selling rifle in the country, which is not a military weapon. He was wrong in claiming that the ammunition used to commit the horrific act is armor-piercing. Under both federal law and California statutes, armor-piercing refers to handgun ammunition, not 5.56 NATO ammunition used by AR-15s and their military assault rifle cousins. The ammunition used isn't even considered armor-piercing under the very different and more commonly grasped military definition of the term. So, 5.56 NATO M995, it's distinctive both for the black painted tip of the round and its tungsten penetrator core, which makes it the only armor-piercing cartridge in this caliber fired by 5.56. If it is not M995, it's not armor-piercing. And that was outlawed under the Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act of 1986, 30 years ago. So these officers were shot with common, everyday AR-15 training ammunition, either M193, which is 55 grain, or surplus 855 green tips, an obsolete 62 grain round with a mild steel core that is not armor piercing as defined by LEOPA. M855 has since been replaced in military service due to its poor wounding capability, which is less than that of any other kind of 5.56. And no body armor is bulletproof. There are simply different levels of resistance to certain kinds of threat. Assault body armor, preferred by most LEO, is only designed to stop most kinds of common handgun ammunition at moderate velocities. Any centerfire rifle round, even the anemic 5.56, which has about half the muzzle energy and one-third the projectile mass of a common deer hunting round, easily penetrates soft body armor designed to stop much slower handgun bullets. These were crimes committed by a serial felon. They're tragic enough without some sort of dishonest embellishment by a DA. California's criminal justice system failed to keep a violent gang member behind bars before he murdered two cops and attempted to murder several more. So if you're going to sit around, Mr. DA, and grandstand playing tough guy prosecutor after the fact, you're just a fool. You're a simple fool at that. You can't even get your terminology right. You're saying a bunch of stuff not based on fact, and you got to go into a court of law. You better have that stuff together. You better have your stuff wired tight. Put him away once and for all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Been a week. I have enjoyed this week. It was nice to make the milestone. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
With amazing effectiveness. Monday, while I'm thinking about it, I know this is third hour and it's just about over and everything. Monday, I'm going to have two guest hosts. I'm going to have Rob Morse and Paul Lathrop. They are the hosts of the Polite Society podcast. They're going to be bringing some guests. They're going to be bringing all kinds of other stuff. For those of you that come to all of these chat rooms and streams and everything, go to GCN Live to catch the show on Monday, because I won't be here to put this stuff up. I'm going to let them have a crack at it and see, you know, we'll see what we see. You know, we'll see. Let guest hosts, you know, that kind of thing. It's Monday, you know tonight. Yeah, anyway. That's coming up Monday. Rob Morse and Paul Lathrop of the Polite Society. Buried in the text of a story in Wednesday's New York Times about gun control is an interesting revelation about just how determined the gun prohibition lobby is to chip away at traditional Second Amendment rights, because they're spending millions of dollars to ratchet down on us. And much of it is coming from the deep pockets of anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg via his Every Town for Gun Safety group. They're involved in, according to the newspaper, Hillary Clinton's campaign, state ballot initiatives, and individual races in 20 states. Now, they learned from the Initiative 594 campaign in Washington 2 years ago. Donations to anti-gun politicians in Oregon that year helped strengthen the gun control lobby's influence in Salem. To be fair, the Times also noted that the National Rifle Association has spent more than $20 million on advertisements backing Donald J. Trump, who has voiced his strong support for gun rights, while urging gun rights supporters to rise up against his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. Until Bloomberg opened his checkbook, the widely held belief was that the gun lobby spent the biggest money in the battle over the right to keep and bear arms. The biggest difference that nobody seems to flesh out is that the gun lobby, quote unquote, raises its millions of dollars from many sources, including millions of individual members and non-members, plus state and local organizations. Bloomberg's money comes out of his right hip pocket. Now, granted, local gun control lobbying organizations raise money from individuals. The Seattle-based Alliance for Gun Responsibility gets a bunch of money from wealthy elitists and smaller donations from anti-gun activists. I mean, and look, if they didn't have Bill Gates, if they didn't have George Soros, if they didn't have Bloomberg, there'd be no gun grabbing going on right now because it's not very popular. Their constant barrage of emails to likely contributors for more money show up in email inboxes a couple of times a week. The Sentinel and Enterprise in Fitchburg, Massachusetts ran a story today that asked important questions. Do Americans have the right to have AR-style firearms, the long guns with a military look, used in the past year in several mass shootings? Well, that's not even factual there, that little bit coming from that newspaper. Should they be able to buy magazines that hold 10 or more bullets? Can those on a terrorist watch list but not charged with a crime be allowed to buy a gun? Should every gun buyer have to pass a background check? People who answer yes to the first three questions and no to the last one have been relegated to Clinton's basket of deplorables. People who take the opposite position on all four questions are the folks he wants to cast ballots. On which side do you want to stand? Let's look at those questions, shall we? Yes, we have a right to the AR-style firearms, the long guns with the military look. No, they aren't actually used very often in crime at all. Should we be able to buy magazines that hold 10 or more bullets? Yes, that's what they're designed to hold. Can those on a terrorist watch list but not charged with a crime be allowed to buy a gun? Yes, that's called due process. Should every gun buyer have to pass a background check? Every gun buyer today passes a background check, so I don't even know how we answer that one. I don't even, you know. I may have to go through one tomorrow. I don't know. Money's going to, you know, I've talked about this. Trying to buy public policy is the way it's, you know, that's the new thing. But money can only buy advertising. That's what it buys. It doesn't actually change policy because they're buying advertising. And that's what it buys. Now, segueing as we get ready to go into the break, nobody knows how this election is going to turn out. Nobody knows who's going to stay home. Early voting is capable of throwing a curveball, so I'm looking at all polling with a whole lot of suspicion. All that being said, the strong debate performance and the normal rhythm of campaigns and scandals revelation suggests that after Big Hit, the hot mic scandal should see a Trump rebound. And Rasmussen found a big one. The full results from Sunday night's debate, they write, they're full results from Sunday's night debate are in, and Donald Trump has come from behind to take the lead over Hillary Clinton. The latest Rasmussen reports White House Watch national telephone and online survey shows Trump with a 43% support among likely U.S. voters to Clinton's 41. Yesterday, Clinton held a four-point lead, 43-39, but that was down from 5 points on Tuesday and her biggest lead ever of 7 points on Monday. And actually, according to Rasmussen, there's still actually millions of undecideds and flexibly committeds. 84% now say they are certain how they will vote in this year's presidential election. And among those voters, Trump posts 49-46% lead over Clinton. Among voters who say they will still could still change their minds between now and Election Day, 40% say they will change their mind on Clinton, 37% on Trump, 19% on Johnson, and 4% on Stein. And WikiLeaks keeps leaking in the meantime. So it truly is not over till it's over. And I see all of these politicians that are jumping ship, and this is because they so like being politicians. Being a politician is great. You get to wear the best clothes. You get on TV. When you get done being a politician, if you stay in there long enough, I don't know how long you have to stay in, but you can be in a pension plan that's just great. You get to exempt yourself from all the laws. I'm pretty sure that probably keeps going after you get out. I'm not sure, though. I would imagine it does, because otherwise they wouldn't vote for it that way. It's great to be a politician. It's great to hold office. Constituents, pernicious. So, that's right. In the chat room, Raven 1, politicians and rats all jump ship at every port. So, it's not over. It is far from it. It's going to be a long month. I'll be glad when it is over. And if it comes out the way I think it needs to come out, I might actually take a week off. If it doesn't, then I guess I'm going to have to, I don't know. I won't be taking a week off. I'll be still fighting the fight. And I'll have to keep on fighting the fight for the rest of my days, as will you. Because they're never going to give up, ever. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, it really works really well. This past week, Speaker of the House, Representative Paul Ryan, announced that he is no longer going to enthusiastically support Donald Trump as his party's presidential candidate, in reaction to the audio recording of Trump making lewd comments about women. Apparently, the Speaker has made the decision that because Trump's comments about women were so offensive, that Trump is now more likely to lose the election. He feels that it is now critically important that he work to keep GOP majorities in the House and Senate, and that if the Republicans can't win the White House, they can at least retain control of Congress. There are several aspects of this position that prompt a rational sort of what is he thinking response. For one thing, it's strange that Ryan feels that Trump's language toward women disqualifies him from the White House when Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, aggressively acted to protect a far more abusive politician, her husband Bill Clinton, from criticism by his victims. Hillary intimidated, bullied, and harassed victims of her husband's sexually harassing behavior so that her husband could get reelected. Why does Ryan have one set of standards for Trump and another for Hillary and Bill Clinton? That's something he's not yet explained. And given his position in the Republican Party, he needs to explain. Why would he willfully choose to leave a person with bad behavior to enable one far worse to win the election is baffling. The more important issue is what Ryan hopes to achieve by throwing Trump under the bus in favor of keeping majorities in the House and Senate. The fact is that Ryan's Republican Party's had majority control of the House and Senate for years, and they have accomplished nothing. Obama refused to negotiate with Ryan or McConnell for years. Obama would not even discuss budget priorities. Instead, Obama printed QE money, quantitative easing money, and used a combination of czars and executive orders to take over Congress's power to legislate. At that point, Ryan should have been impeaching the president. Instead, he just remained as an ineffective leader. Having failed to pass any meaningful legislation with the Democrat president, Ryan now feels it's more important to maintain the House's status as a eunuch than to do whatever he can to ensure that the White House is occupied by a Republican. And this is the situation that he faces. He was unable to work with Obama, even though his party had majorities in the House and Senate. Now he feels it's more important to retain his do-nothing majority with a Democrat president than have a Republican president to work with. Why he chooses to preside over a neutered House with Clinton as president than to work with Trump as the GOP president, this baffles political analysis. Hillary's elected president. Ryan could no more achieve any important legislative progress or process with her than he's been able to achieve with Obama. And he should know that, and he does know that. But apparently that does not enter into his analysis. He needs to explain why he would make more progress with Hillary's president than he would than he and McConnell were able to achieve with Obama. And the reality is that Hillary would be more petulant than Obama. She already refuses to cooperate with congressional investigations. She ordered her IT specialist to refuse to show up at a congressional hearing on the email scandal, and she refuses to answer any meaningful questions at press conferences. She will continue to control the Department of Justice by controlling Attorney General Lynch and the FBI Director Comey. Her presidency will be characterized by an endless parade of investigations into her corrupt behavior. She shows all of the signs of withdrawing from public scrutiny, the press, and Congress. She will rule more as an autocrat than Obama, working very hard to remove any impact Congress has on discretionary spending. And she will likely start another quantitative easing program and raise taxes, further driving the nation into economic recession. So, how Ryan sees this degradation of the separation of powers as desirable is hard for me to fathom. The only possible answer is that Ryan enjoys his personal status as House Speaker, which has a lot of perks of office and has more concern with preserving his status than helping the GOP pass any legislation. Ryan has not thoroughly addressed these issues, but his refusal to enthusiastically support his party's presidential nominee is very unusual, if not unprecedented. He is adding to the chaos in Washington, not working to reestablish a proper rule of order in national government. What is particularly troubling is that what he is doing is destructive of his own party at a time when Republicans need to unify and work for the American people. He's shown very poor judgment and should be held responsible if Trump loses and a chaotic, highly corrupt Clinton administration further degrades the separation of powers and the well-being of the American people. They made an arrest of the four dudes that beat up on this kid for posting up Blue Lives Matter on Facebook. Four young black men. Savage assault on, what's this kid's name? Brian Ogle. Cortez Walker, who allegedly used a handgun to beat the teen in the head. He faces assault in the first degree, the others assault in the second degree. They're being held on $15,000, $20,000 bond. Ogle's mother said, "I'm not happy with the amount of bond and the charges. They should have been charged with attempted murder by all means. They'll probably be out on bail tonight." This is what I'm going to say, okay? There are quite a few black Americans in this country today that I would kill for and die for. And I served with all of them, okay? If they were to call me tomorrow, I will go to the ends of the earth to do what I can for them. They would not condone this. I don't condone this. We put the uniform on to see justice for all. I don't want to see it on one side or the other. In this case, we got it on one side. This should be a hate crime. This should be a hate crime. If you reverse the colors here, which you had four white young men beating up on one black young man, we'd be hearing about racist white America 24/7 from the White House to the DOJ to CNN. So the media doesn't care about this kid. No national headlines. Nothing's in it for the propagandists besides the media. Well, they sold their souls for a paycheck, and they might end up worse than Brian if they defy their corporate masters. His head got bashed in by four black young men because he's white and dared to write something nice about police. Police Chief Kelly Johnson said he made people mad about what he posts on Facebook. He didn't understand that respecting law enforcement officers can get you killed in Obama's post-racial America. Accomplices to this crime are Al Sharpton, the Obamas, Hillary Clinton, Van Jones, the Congressional Black Caucus, Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, Loretta Lynch, and other instigators couldn't care less that Ogle faces a month of rehabilitation for his injuries. These people I just mentioned, and all of the people that facilitated this in the background, in behind the scenes, they are no better than ISIS leaders who recruit young people via social media to kill and maim innocent Americans today. No better. We should expect a lot from everybody I just mentioned. Every one of them should be backing Americans, no matter what color they are. No, there's no profit in that. Al Sharpton gets nowhere. You know, if Al Sharpton got on TV tomorrow and goes, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I think being in America is great. And no, there's no racism, not really, because if there was, I wouldn't be in, you know, I wouldn't be on TV right now. I mean, I'm sort of like indicative that there's no racism here. But anyway, I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Everybody stay safe.
Life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.